Welcome to this edition of
Business Trends for Success.
I'm your co-host Scott Patton along with Shane James. Welcome. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy, busy schedule to join us. And we're going to be bringing a really exciting business trend to you today. And also, we're going to be talking about one of the most powerful things you can do to blast off your business success. Right, Shane?
That's right. What is that, Scott?
Something called affirmations.
And I know there's a lot of listeners and they're thinking right now, oh yeah, I've heard that before. I know all about affirmations. But I'm telling you, you don't, because I bet you're not using them. And if you're not using them, there's a reason, because you're not using the right techniques.
That's right. Yeah, if you don't do an affirmation the proper way, it's going to be very ineffective. And I think that's been my experience with affirmations. And so I'm really looking forward to learning how this affirmation thing really works, Shane.
Great. Are we going to start with affirmations today, or are we going to start with the trend?
Let's do the trend first.
All right. The trend today we're going to talk about is called wedding webcasts.
Wedding webcasts.
Yeah, and let me give you the website first.
All right.
It's webcastmywedding.net.
Okay, that's webcastmywedding.net. Everybody write it down. Check it out.
This website broadcasts weddings to couples, friends, and families unable to come to weddings from near or far places.
Oh, great.
Brilliant. Brilliant idea. The customers need a laptop, video camera, or high-speed internet service. This business is a thriving business. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger all the time.
Well, sure. The whole wedding industry is huge.
I can see this business, yeah, growing and growing and growing massively. When people are getting married nowadays, you look at a lot of people, they're getting married in exotic places, far away.
Yeah, who can spend $5,000 to go to a wedding every weekend?
And how about all the global spanning immigrants that are coming to other countries and leaving their families at home?
Right, right.
Millions and millions and millions are coming to our cities that have families at home that are going to get married that could use this service. Most people have friends in numerous cities. Now, how about this one? What about people that got all their friends in the virtual world, MySpace?
Right.
Now, this is brilliant. So you've got, I alone have some friends that have probably 400 to probably 900 friends on MySpace alone. So now when some of my friends are going to get married, they're going to actually bring all these people to their virtual wedding from MySpace. So now they're only going to have, you know, their 200 or 300 people at the wedding, but they're probably going to have another 1,000 people that are going to watch their wedding.
Online. Brilliant.
And the thing about this concept, too, is you can start it anywhere, any city, any place, any time. Yeah. It's for mini entrepreneurs. And if I wasn't involved in what I'm involved in right now, I would jump on this, because to me, this is a very easy concept to do. And how about looking at something like, you know, doing some people that have money are going to want to do a big live production. They're going to have crews, and yeah, they'll pay an extra $10,000 to have a big, huge crew there do their wedding.
Yeah. In fact, a lot of people will have videographers there recording the wedding as it is.
Yeah.
How hard would it be to just take one of those feeds and put it onto the internet?
Yeah. And you look at this concept, and if you stop and do some thinking about it, there's all kinds of different type of industries that you could probably use the same thing with context.
I was thinking the first birthdays.
Yeah.
Bar mitzvahs, confirmations.
Send it all over the world.
Yeah. All sorts of family events that occur. Anniversaries, 50th anniversaries.
Yeah. And just think, all your families, your friends, you know, your virtual friends online, they can all see a part of what you're doing in your life. So, I mean, if you get really creative with this idea, I mean, who knows where you could take us?
Yeah.
This is, you know, like we said, we're providing you guys million-dollar ideas.
I think this is a really, really good one.
Yes, I really like this one.
Cool. All right, so that's your business trend for this week. Now we're going to talk a little bit more about business success. And one of the keys to it is what's going on between your ears. And as we do every week, we're going to talk about an aspect that will help you clean out the trash.
That's right. Or maybe what's not going on in between your ears.
Right. And this week we both saw The Peaceful Warrior in the last week. So there may be some references to that movie. Nick Nolte starred in it. It was excellent. I recommend it to everybody to go see. Well, in fact, Shane, you said you're going to take your whole staff.
I have to take my whole staff. It was one of the best movies that I've seen. And I've actually been, I seen it 2 days ago, and I've been doing some of the stuff that they said to do, and I've been using the what I'm trained in NLP, and actually living more in the moment. And man, the garbage that I've really gotten out of my head has actually taken my life to a whole nother level.
Excellent. Awesome. So we're going to talk about affirmations now. The power of affirmations.
That's right. Positive affirmations.
Right.
In every way, I'm getting better and better. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better.
I've heard that affirmation before.
Have you?
Yeah.
I think almost everyone has tried some sort of affirmation.
Yeah.
Do they work or don't they? Yes or no?
Yeah. Well, for me, they didn't seem to work very well. I mean, I remember trying affirmations and I'd be saying it over and over and over again. And I didn't really notice any results. So, of course, I stopped.
Most people aren't noticing results with their affirmations because they're not using the right technique. So, yes, they work. Affirmations are extremely powerful if you use them the right way. No, they don't work if you use them the wrong way. And I find most people are using the wrong techniques for their affirmations.
So we're going to share with you today's three powerful keys to successful affirmations.
First, I want to read you a story, because this story, when I read it, it really reminded me of how I had to change the way I talk to myself, and I think it could help some other people out there as well.
All right.
Each is a new day. For years, I lived my life as a rebel, fighting who I was inside. Looking back, life was a battlefield, with my sword forever by my side. All my troubles I blamed on others. People were out to do me wrong. I never knew or understood myself, did not know where I belonged. My head could burst from frustration because I just could not find my way. But this was far part of my own journey. I had to learn from each new day. My life went from bad to worse, how I belonged so much to die. Then one day I awoke and could see clearly I lived life just like a lie. But it was because of living just like this that I had been given my proof. It was because of reaching this great height I could see clearly my own truth. And although it took a long time learning, I never thought I would feel this way. But this was all part of my own journey. I had to learn from each new day. Now I forgive all my imperfections, as life is about learning from mistakes. It's erased all my bitter feelings, and my heart no longer aches. I've learned in life to accept joy, but even more to accept the pain. Just as the earth needs the sun, it equally needs the rain. And when I look back at my life now, I see a lost child that found its way. But this, so far, is my own journey. I will learn from each and every new day.
Very nice. Very nice.
Now, when I read this little kind of story poem, it reminded me of all the obstacles that I had to get through to get to where I am today in business. It reminded me of how each and every day is really a new day. It reminded me of how I had to change my thinking and how I talked to myself. And this is when I really started to remember when I changed my affirmations and how I created a new day for myself every day. Because let's face it, every day really is a new day. That's right. We don't want to live in the past. The past has already happened. So we have to just start and create every day as a new day.
And you don't want to live in the future, because that just puts off all the joy you could be having today.
That's right.
And Marion and I, she's my partner, we were talking about this very thing, and that we said, you know, we're creating all of these things for the future. And the result is we haven't been creating a lot of things for the present. And so once we realize, and this is the thing, once you understand what you're doing, and then you make a small change, and it's done, right? And both she and I, over the last week, have started bringing everything into the present moment. Like, it's great that we want to be, you know, millionaires by this time next year, but it's not great if you're starving today.
That's right.
So bring some of that money in today instead of projecting it out into the future. And that's what we've both started to do, and it's just been quite amazing to see the results. In fact, I was just telling you when Shane arrived today, I have a new client we're in Vancouver, BC, Canada, and my new client is in central England, of all places. And it's just a wonderful thing to have happen. And just kind of came out of the blue. It came out of wanting to create something today as opposed to creating something in the future.
Mm-hmm. Very good point, because there's a very fine line of living too far in the future and then living in the past.
Yes.
And when we went to that movie, it talked a lot about living in the moment. And for me, at first, it was very confusing for me, I'll have to admit, because I'm a big visionary person and I'm a dreamer and I know where I'm going to be. And I had to realize that I do always bring it back in the moment for business all the time. I'm really good at that. So I had that on track. But when it came into the rest of my life, I realized I didn't bring it to the moment. And that was a big changing for me, because even in the last 2 days, I've lived in the moment with other people in my life now. So that was a major change and learning process for myself.
Excellent.
Affirmations. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Now, is that a good affirmation, Scott, or is that a bad affirmation?
Well, I think it's a better affirmation than every day in every way I'm getting worse and worse.
I've never heard of that affirmation before, I'm getting worse and worse, but I have to ask you this question. Do you use that affirmation?
No, okay. I don't. But I know some people, and I'm pretty sure they do.
Well, then you should probably send them over this podcast.
I'm going to. So I think that's a pretty good, I've heard that affirmation. I think that's a pretty good affirmation.
I'll have to admit this. I used to use this affirmation all the time, but it's not the best affirmation.
Okay.
I used to think that this was a great affirmation. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
That's right. I'd say it to myself every day, like 10, 20 times a day for like 5 months. And then all of a sudden one day I kind of woke up. I think maybe I started living in the moment. And and my unconscious mind all of a sudden said to me, Shane, I'm not quite sure what you're asking of me. Because what are you asking? What are you trying to get better at? So,
and it's a judgment call, right? Someone may, you know, if you're Tiger Woods, I'm getting better and better every day. Like, he doesn't need to get any better at golf. So what is it that he needs to get better at?
That's right. Yeah. Well, he probably does need to get better at golf in some points.
Well, sure. Maybe,
you know, when he loses out on the Open, He has to go to the next golf tournament and maybe his swing wasn't the best.
Right.
But I bet you if he does affirmations to himself, he'll go, okay, well, I'm getting better and better every day at
putting,
you know, or at, so what I'm getting at.
I drive straight in 400 yards.
That's right. What I'm getting at here is that the first step to creating an affirmation the right way is being specific about what you want. And what happens is, if you don't get specific and you just say, every day I'm getting better and better, your unconscious mind does not know what you're asking of it. And if your unconscious mind doesn't know, it can't help you push forward to the outcome that you want. So that's very important to be specific about what you want. So let me tell you a joke.
All right.
There was a man that he wanted to win the lottery. And he prayed every night to God, God, please, please let me win the lottery. Nothing would happen. And he started to pray twice a day. God, please just let me win the lottery. This is all I want in my life. And nothing happened. Well, he'd start to pray 3 times a day. God, please just let me win the lottery. Please let me win the lottery. Nothing happened. Finally, one night, a voice came down. And it was God. And God said, sir, first you have to go out and buy a lottery ticket before I can help you win. That's the same thing with affirmations. Your unconscious mind is like God. What you ask of it, it will help you through. But if it doesn't know what you're asking, it cannot help you.
Right.
So be specific, because when you're using affirmations, you're going to be reciting this to yourself probably more than 3 or 4 or 5 times a day, which you should be. I used it 20 to 30 times, and I still do, per day. And really, it's changed my life. It's helped me communicate better. I've become financial free. I've grown big businesses. I have million-dollar mentors. I mean, that's all from me consistently putting this positive stuff in my mind. This stuff works.
So would you take 3 minutes a day to say an affirmation 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 times a day in order to have the life that you want to live? That's our question to you. And I think it's certainly worth trying for 6 months to a year.
Well, it worked for me, so it just can't be a fluke.
That's right.
And it's worked for many of my clients. So now step 2, action. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Now, if you look at that, there's no really action in that. Now, let me read the affirmation that we just did.
Here's one that we were doing for our weight loss podcast. Every day and every way, I'm taking exciting steps towards achieving my ideal healthy weight of 185 in a motivating and effective manner. So in there's a lot of action steps. Taking exciting steps towards, so I'm moving towards what I want to achieve, and I'm doing it in a motivating and effective manner.
Yes, that's very powerful, because if you look at the words in there, it's got the words moving towards.
Yeah.
So that's taking action. Most people are failing in their affirmations is because there's no action involved into the affirmation.
Right.
The affirmation must be extremely action orientated. So if it's not action orientated, it's not going to drive you forwards. And by the wording in there again, it's using the towards. And I mean, that's an action step.
That's
right there.
Right.
I think in what was in the affirmation, it says a step towards, doesn't it?
That's right. Exciting steps towards what I want.
So you've got exciting step towards creating a mass, creating a lot of action in that affirmation.
So as an example in the business side of it, let's suppose you're like myself and you need clients to make your business run, right? And I mean, most of us do, or you need new accounts. Every day and every way, I'm taking exciting steps towards achieving my goal of 50 new clients this month in a motivating and exciting manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. It's very specific, yeah. And you've created a lot of action in the affirmation.
That's right. It may be if you're a writer. Every day in every way, I'm taking exciting steps towards achieving my goal of writing 10 pages in my new book, blah, 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 whatever the name of your book is, in a motivating and effective manner. So you can take this basic affirmation and tweak it towards whatever your specific situation is. If you're a manager, right? Every day in every way, I'm taking exciting steps towards achieving my goal, my monthly sales goal of the monthly sales team's goal of X amount of dollars in a motivating and effective manner.
That's right. So, good point, Scott. So that's number one is being specific.
Yeah.
Number two is creating action oriented around it.
That's right.
And our third step is probably the most important step in an affirmation. And it's a step that I see just about everybody leave out, and probably the only about 2% of the population creates a step in their affirmation. And that's creating a massive amount of emotion into your affirmation.
Right.
Now, think about something that you achieved on, that you're extremely successful at and that you're proud of.
Okay.
Now, when you had to achieve that, the journey that you were on to get there, you had to have emotion in there to get there.
Yeah, it was tremendously exciting.
Tremendously exciting. I mean, there had to be. It just couldn't be. Now think of something that you didn't succeed on.
Oh boy, that's hard to think of.
You must be extremely successful.
Hey, I'm your partner in this podcast, Shane.
I like to hear that kind of thinking. There's positive thinking at its best, folks.
Okay, yeah, I can think of something that I didn't do so hot on. And then I don't think the emotion and the feelings behind that were very good.
Most of the time, the reason we become successful at things is because we have massive amount of emotion behind the thing that we want to become totally successful at. So when I'm talking about emotion, I mean, if you're getting up early in the morning because you're excited to go somewhere, that's creating emotion. If you're motivated to do something, that's creating emotion.
Yes, and we're not talking about drama either, right?
That's bad emotion.
That's right. We're talking about, really positive, exciting, motivated, thrilled types of emotion. We're not talking about surrounding yourself with a bunch of drama queens and kings and filling your life up with all this drama. And that's really emotional. No, no, no. We're talking about very focused steps towards your goals. And you need to put that emotion behind it. You need to be excited about it. If it's just, I feel like doing it, it's not going to be nearly as powerful.
Well, nothing can be achieved without massive amounts of emotion behind it. I've researched probably over 500 of the most successful people. And Scott knows I've read, how many books. We can't
tons.
Even count anymore. But why they're extremely successful is because they're got that high level emotion behind what they're going after.
That's right.
And that creates passion. Okay, so if you look at the affirmation that we just read, every day in every way, I'm taking exciting steps towards achieving my ideal say, we'll use this one on weight loss, ideal healthy weight of 150 pounds in a motivating and effective manner. Now, let me read it again. Every day in every way, I'm taking exciting steps towards achieving my ideal healthy weight of 150 pounds in a motivating and effective manner. Okay, so the emotion behind that is you don't even have to worry about the weight loss because the emotion behind it is exciting steps in a motivating and effective manner.
That's right.
So you've got words in there that are going to create emotion. The whole statement creates emotion for somebody to lose weight.
An automatic emotion creator.
That's right. So that's what you have to do to create a positive affirmation now. You have to get specific, you have to be action orientated, and you have to create a massive amount of emotion into the affirmation for that affirmation to work.
Now, when we talk about massive amount of emotion, I just want to jump in here. That doesn't mean a massive amount of energy or effort, because just reading this affirmation, to me, creates a lot of emotion. And so it's not like this is hard. This is just, it's a new habit that we're asking you to consider, to try on and see what happens. But it's not like, I've got to do a massive amount of work to do this. No, you need to just sit down and think about this for a little bit, put together your version of the affirmation, and then say it to yourself a few times.
That's right. Well, what you focus on expands.
That's right.
And so let me elaborate on that about how this has worked so well for me. At times I get people coming to me and say, well, when's the best time to do an affirmation?
That's a good question, Shane. When is the best time to do an affirmation?
How I started doing it for myself is right when I woke up in the morning, I would do my affirmations. Why? Because it's the best time to learn. Because you have all your information now that's in your memory log.
Yeah.
And you have basically a clear screen. So all the new information comes in right away. There's nothing to jumble it up and mess it up. There's not all that data from your whole day. So it's easy to memorize it. Then I used to do mine before I went to bed. Why? I did that because when I went to sleep, my unconscious mind would pick it up before I went to sleep, right, as I was sleeping.
And it would continue working all night on it.
That's right. Because your unconscious mind never goes to sleep.
That's right.
Because if your unconscious mind goes to sleep, then you're going to wake up. Well, you won't wake up because you're going to be dead.
That's right. It's what keeps your heart and your organs and everything else working, folks.
That's right. So that's like I said to you earlier when I told that joke, your unconscious mind really is God because it really keeps you going, doesn't it?
Right.
So I did my affirmations right when I woke up in the morning and before I went to bed. But then a very interesting thing happened to me. I'd be out during my day and I would see a negative thought come into my mind. And automatically, unconsciously, I would replace it with that positive affirmation, not even knowing that I was doing it. Because I was consistently doing it. I was following through and I was doing it every day. So next thing I knew, I was repeating my affirmation 20 to 30 times a day and I didn't even really know I was doing it.
And the reason you were doing it is because you were getting good results, exciting results. Because this is the thing, when you get positive reinforcement, you keep doing what gives you the positive reinforcement, right?
Very much. Yeah.
So, and that's what we're not telling you need to do anything in any of these podcasts. We're telling you to just have an open mind, try some of these things out. We know what they've done in our lives, and we want to share it with you. And hopefully, you'll get the same results if you follow these steps. And that's why we're doing this.
Totally, that's right. I mean, he's right. You don't have to do them. But do you want to stay at mediocre?
That's right.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Straight up.
That's right.
If you want to take your life to another level, then get on the bandwagon and start doing it.
That's right. Do the things the successful people do. That's the answer.
That's right. So what are you doing when you do an affirmation? When you do an affirmation, you're basically just influencing your thoughts. It's pretty basic. And your mind can only hold one thought at a time. So if your mind can only hold one thought at a time, why not make it a positive one? And that's what happened with me, is because we all get negative thoughts that come in our mind, but my unconscious mind was working for me and it was actually digging up that affirmation and kicking it in basically and overriding the negative thoughts coming into my mind. And always make your affirmations in a positive and never state it in a negative. So your mind cannot directly process a negative. So if your mind cannot directly process a negative, that means that you have to state it in a positive. So if you say something like, I'm not going to...
lose another client this week.
That's right.
Your mind hears, I'm going to lose another client this week.
That's right. So what your mind does is what your mind does in that sentence is, say that sentence again, Scott.
I'm not going to lose another client this week.
Your mind actually doesn't pick up the word not.
Yeah.
Your mind actually picks up in that sentence the word lose.
Yeah.
So what happens is your unconscious mind starts to project you towards losing that client instead of gaining it.
That's right.
Because again, it cannot directly process a negative. Very, very important to always state it in a positive.
I'm going to get one more client this week.
That's right. Yeah, I'm going to get one more client this week. And that's stated in a positive. I am.
And why wouldn't you be thinking that way instead of, I'm not going to lose another client this week?
Right? Well, and you see many people, they think that way
yeah.
all the time. And, yeah. and just because they don't know.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to, or a statement like, I'm not going to lose my money.
Right.
And again, there again, it doesn't pick up the word not, it picks up the word lose.
And then they go invest in Enron at the height of its value.
And they lose their money. That's right. So those are some very powerful ways to do affirmations. Now let's quickly review. What was it? Number one, be specific.
Yeah. Number two was be action oriented.
And number three was create a massive amount of emotion around the affirmation.
Yeah.
This is a whole different way to do affirmations. Most of the times you hear affirmations like every day in every way, I'm getting better and better.
Yeah.
And people say, well, you know, that works. No, that doesn't work. That's why people are not doing them. That's why they're quitting. I mean, I don't know of a person that's came to me and said, you know, I've become financially free because every day I said every day in every way, I'm getting better and better.
Right.
Well, what the heck are you getting better at?
Exactly.
And that was me. And once I started to change my affirmations and did those three things, I became financially free. Good or good?
Very good.
All right.
All right. So that about wraps up today's podcast, right?
That's it. We're done for today.
We're done for today.
I had a great time being here today.
Me too. I want to thank you all for joining us. We appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to spend it with us. Also want to let you know that we're at success.podomatic.com on the internet. So feel free to forward this podcast on to your friends. Feel free to tell your friends about it. Send them there. Don't send your enemies there because or your competition because we want you to be successful.
Yeah. Don't listen to our podcasts unless you're going to change. And then that's about the truth of it.
And you, if you've listened to this podcast, you know that you don't hear the don't, right? So we just gave you a listen to our podcast.
That's right.
So yeah, and also we really appreciate the comments. You can if you go to success.podomatic.com, there's an email link there. You can email us any questions you've got, business trends that you're interested in, things that you're wondering about, any questions, comments. Really appreciate if you would take the time to visit the website, leave a comment on the podcast that you listen to or all the podcasts. It's part of the way that we get juiced when we find out how we've positively impact people, and we talk about a lot of the comments, and it gets us excited and keeps us going. And we've got some sponsors on there too. Click on their links, check them out. Helps to pay for the cost of the Podomatic service that we've got. And that's it. So you've found out about a great wedding business opportunity. You found out the key to being successful in any aspect of your life, not just business, through affirmations. I think that's a pretty action-packed, positive, affirming podcast that we did today. Shane, what do you think?
I think it was just awesome today. And for our listeners, once you guys practice your affirmations and send us some of your results in, we'd like to hear from it and like to help you guys out.
That's right. In fact, we're going to give you some homework, and that is to go to success.podomatic.com. In the comments on this particular podcast, put in your affirmation and then put in a commitment. I'm going to say this to myself every night and every morning and five times throughout the day for the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, month, whatever it is that you decide, and then come back in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and a month and let us know what your results were. And I think if we all did this, we would be amazed. And I'm going to be putting my affirmation up on the site. Shane will be putting his up there for you to see. Right, Shane?
That's right.
Yeah. And, you know, we want to create a community here, so let's support each other.
That's right. I'm even going to start questioning Scott in the next month to see if he knows his off by heart.
And if you say it every day before you go to bed, and when you get up, and three or four times during the day, you should know it by heart.
That's how I know if you're taking action or not.
That's right. So until next time, this is Scott Patton and Shane James for Business Trends for Success saying,
live with passion and get out there and make a load of money.